Wednesdays with Walton on Scoops with DannyMac.com. And this is brought to you by Lordo's Diamonds, located in the heart of Ladue. Check them out at lordosdiamonds.com. By Schnucks and by Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill. Just a moment, we will visit with Brian Walton of thecardinalnation.com. Ready for the boys of summer? Pull up a front row seat at Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill for all the Cardinals action this season at one of their 11 area locations. During every Cardinals game, you can enjoy the new Hotshots Triple Play Special featuring a large pizza order, a boneless wings, and a bucket of Bud Family bottles available for a great price. Also, be sure to join the party on the last Tuesday of each month this season for Hotshots Ticket Tuesday and your shot to score a pair of tickets to an upcoming game. And don't forget, score $1 Hotshots Tacos any day after the Cards score 8 or more runs. Hotshots, proud home of Cards fans since 1990, and your home for all the games all the time. Find a location near you, hotshotsnet.com. Coming up, we'll talk about the depth chart at Memphis and what the cuts coming up mean for both Memphis and Springfield, the depth at third base in the Cardinals minor league system, and we'll visit one-on-one here in Jupiter with Brian Walton of thecardinalnation.com. We'll go in-depth in the minor league system and what's happening down here at Roger Dean Stadium in Jupiter, Florida. All that and more coming up on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with TheHomeLoanExpert.com. There's never been a better time to look at a refinance. Maybe it's time to get rid of the PMI or get some cash out to pay off the credit cards. 5 minutes could save you $500 a month. TheHomeLoanExpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Wednesdays with Walton, and I love this. We get the chance to do this in person with Brian Walton of TheCardinalNation.com. Here he is at Cardinals camp and Roger Dean Stadium in Jupiter, Florida. He's down here watching the games on the backfields, watching a little Major League Baseball too, and many of the minor league players, of course, have, as you watch the games on Fox Sports Midwest and another one today, and really throughout the rest of camp. There's five games ready to go starting today against the Marlins and for the remainder of camp on Fox Sports Midwest. I've been using my cheat sheet, as I've told you about, really my cheat book, The Prospect Camp from Brian, which is, if you could see it right here in our palatial studio, the Lou Fuse Automotive Studios, which travels so well. He just picked up the book and showed everybody back home the prospect book that you can get at thecardinalnation.com. Brian, always good to see you and nice to see you in person.
It's good to be here with you, Dan, and I wish we could have been together a couple days ago. I understand it was your birthday, and maybe this is one of the reasons that you and I get along so well, because one out of 365 odds, you and I share the same birthday.
Oh, is that right?
So there you go. Happy birthday to you, and happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday to you. It's amazing. We're still 39, isn't it?
Isn't that great?
Isn't it? It's just amazing. It's amazing. Let's talk a little bit about, I guess you want to call this kind of, well, you got moving day in golf, you know what I mean? And this is kind of like moving week, I think, in a way, in camp, because you do start to see a little clarity. I don't know if you feel this way in camp. I mean, you start to see guys separate, or at least you see how managers manage these games, and you understand now, oh, this is what they're thinking. This guy's going to the bullpen, or maybe here is the setup man, or this is what they're thinking with the closer, or this guy's a bench guy. So to me, it's clarity. I don't know if you feel that way, but in a general sense, is that how you look at it too?
Absolutely. And you know, the other thing that's really interesting about this year, Dan, as you well know, maybe some of the listeners don't, the major leaguers wanted to have more off days in the regular season schedule this year. So that moved spring training up. So spring training, of course, games started in early February, but the minor league schedules all stayed the same. So while major league camp is closing up, the minor leaguers are really only about, I don't know, less than 10 days into games.
Right.
So on one hand, you've got St. Louis ready to break camp, and Memphis has to break camp with them because they have that game game in Memphis next Monday. But really, the minor leaguers haven't had a full camp. So it's going to be interesting to see as St. Louis brings along the extra players that they need to cover in case of injury contingencies. Memphis has to bring along extra players from Springfield to cover them as well. So it's an interesting time with camp breaking so soon.
So normally, if they would not have that exhibition game, would they be staying down here longer?
Absolutely. Minor league games run through next Friday, the 29th.
Interesting.
And the minor league opening day isn't until a week after the major league opening day. So we're talking about Thursday, April 4th. So Memphis, after that exhibition game, Memphis has basically 10 days which they have no games. So they want to have both Memphis players there and some extra Springfield, so they have enough guys to scrimmage and kind of keep sharp, because they're not going back south. So starting once St. Louis and Memphis leave here, you'll just have the Springfield, Palm Beach, and then the two Peoria clubs, which will continue to play minor league games next week.
Are you going
to
stay down here?
No, I'm just down here this week, and okay. I'm going to break camp with everybody else.
All right, good for you. What has stood out for you in this camp? And let's talk about specifically Memphis and Springfield here. Is of course, Brian on thecardinalnation.com. I always tell everybody, go to the website. I subscribe. I think you should, too, as a listener. If you love the Cardinals, you want to find out about the stars of tomorrow, best place to go, thecardinalnation.com. So let's go to Memphis. Let's take a look at the rotation. And today on the website, I was talking with Derek Gould about it on our daily reports. Daniel Ponce de Leon will make a start today for the Cardinals. Looks like he's – and I never like to say for sure – he's going to head to Memphis, but I'm going to pencil him in there more
than
likely.
That's pretty good
odds. Yeah, that he's going to be in that rotation. So let's start with the staff of Memphis, and correct me if I'm wrong. I'm going to say, throw these guys out there. Daniel Ponce de Leon, Austin Gomber, Ryan Helsley, Jake Woodford, and who else would you have in there?
Genesis Cabrera.
There you go.
And
okay.
Interestingly enough, on Monday, both Helsley and Cabrera started, pitched three innings. So that is an important tell that the Cardinals aren't ready to move them to the bullpen full-time yet. They want to get them their innings as a starter, no matter what their major league future may be. And that's a consistent thing that we've seen over the years. For example, Trevor Rosenthal never pitched out of the bullpen in his entire minor league career until he came to St. Louis, because they wanted him to get that work every fifth day. Have enough, pitch enough pitches so you can really work on your secondaries and really become a more broad, experienced pitcher when you're needed in the major leagues.
Out of those five, to me, it's been interesting. I a spike curveball, I've been seeing that out of Daniel Ponce de Leon. Gomber, I've been seeing down here in camp trying to improve a slider in case he goes up to the big leagues. You go to the bullpen, you want to have that pitch to get on both sides of the plate. Cabrera, I didn't think he had a great camp. I didn't think Gomber had a great camp. The most impressive of that group to me in watching the games and evaluating in my own eyes, Ryan Helsley. I think Helsley is going to be outstanding. And from in talking with the coaching staff, they love Jake Woodford. They think he's made tremendous strides.
Woodford really had a nice outing, his last outing in Major League Camp, and I talked to him about it. He said that was really a big thing for him, big confidence builder for him, because it was his second camp. So last time, he was still the new guy. This year, he kind of knew his way around and expected that he would get more innings. And, of course, with so much competition, he probably didn't get as many looks as he would have liked. But he's in a very, very strong position to contribute as one of those glue guys in Memphis because – as we expect, Gomber and Ponce de Leon, they'll be back up, and they'll
up
be
and
out.
Down.
Yeah, they'll be out of the Memphis. They won't be in Memphis the whole year. I mean, we can guarantee that. So you need guys like Jake Woodford to really anchor that rotation in Memphis, and it looks like he'll get a shot.
As St. Louis looks forward to celebrating Easter, remember that Schnucks has everything you need for your big Easter meal. Schnucks carries Frick's Hams, a fifth-generation family-owned company from Washington, Missouri. Their hams are the best, and most of their pork comes from Midwest farms in Missouri, Illinois, and Iowa. This Easter, think Schnucks for hams, great sides, desserts, candy, and everything that goes along with it. Don't forget about the Schnucks Rewards app. Get everything for Easter at Schnucks. Daniel Ponce de Leon, just on a personal note, not wearing the goggles this year. I'm not sure if you've talked to him about that. Just the fact that he got over the hump with that, and it seemed like everybody else talked about it except Daniel. Do you ever notice that?
Yeah, well, he's kind of a modest guy, and you can understand. I mean, given the serious head injury that he had in 2017 and all the attention that gave, he really just wanted to be thought of as one of the guys, one of the pitchers competing. And, all that attention that was on him for non-playing type activity, I think, was something that he wanted to put in the back and focus on baseball. And, it's been a great story, and he's a guy that's going to contribute to the Cardinals this season if he doesn't make the opening day. And that's really a point I wanted to make, Dan. Folks are really, really fixated on the 25 guys that make the first day roster.
Mm-hmm.
But we know the rosters change literally day by day. Last year, for example, in the first week, Brett Cecil went down. Jerko went down. Harrison Bader got called up. Harrison Bader never played a day for Memphis last year, but he didn't make the team on opening day, but yet he stayed all season long.
Right.
Ryan Sheriff got called up. Jack Flaherty was with St. Louis, but then he got sent down before the home opener. So Yeah, it's important to make the roster the first day. It's important to be on the roster for the home opener and riding the parades and all that. But really, the roster, the Cardinals have to, every team has to have flexibility. They have to have guys that they can have down in the minors and be ready to bring up because things are fluid.
Always. Let's go around the infield. First base now for Memphis.
Yeah, it's an interesting situation. Ronel Ravelo, we saw, played so much this spring. The Cardinals wanted to obviously ease Goldschmidt in, and with Jerko hurt and Martinez and Carpenter moved off first, really the options that Mike Schild had this spring at first base were fairly limited. Now, Ravelo's a little banged up, but he is a guy that's expected to start at first base this year for Memphis. Now, but if you jump to the outfield real quick, you've got two guys with broken hands, Justin Williams, who hurt himself, obviously, late last year, and now Randy Arozarena has a broken hand, so two of your outfielders are out. So that just leaves you with Lane Thomas and Adolis Garcia in the outfield. Ravelo can play corner, so maybe he'll be in the outfield. And then the other domino then is Evan Mendoza, who's been a third baseman his entire pro career. We've seen him play first base in the 1 o'clock games this year. So is there an opening for Evan Mendoza to work onto the spring, onto the Memphis roster?
Well, that would be fast rise, wouldn't it?
And maybe share the first base load and, play a little DH. That was something that I didn't think was going to happen this year because the rest of the infield is so tight. But now, given the injury situation and Ravelo having that flexibility, as well as does Drew Robinson, if he doesn't make the team, Drew Robinson could also help in the outfield.
Mendoza then would be how old at AAA?
23. Okay. Yeah. I mean, he was a college player, but he was drafted at 21. I think he was drafted as a junior.
How about second base?
Second base, interesting situation. Max Schrock is certainly the incumbent.
Yeah.
Ramon Urias plays a very good second base. We've seen his bat. Then shortstop, you've got Edmundo Sosa.
Yeah.
And you've got Tommy Edman,
who's the
one guy who's still in camp.
Right. I love that kid. He's fun to watch.
So you've got four guys for two jobs. Now, one of them will probably play third base if Mendoza doesn't or Robinson doesn't. But, I was worried about how all these guys would fit on Memphis, but maybe the injury situation in the outfield will make all the pieces fit. But, again, that's dependent on Carpenter and Jerko both being ready, too.
Sure. And then third base, I guess that's the domino effect of what you're talking about.
I would think Robinson would start if he's there.
Yeah.
Because that's his primary position.
Sure. Outfield then, kind of the domino thing that you were just talking about again?
Yeah, you got Lane Thomas in center for sure. You got Adolis Garcia in right. And then the left field situation, that would be Arozarena's when he's healthy. But, broken hands take some time to come back from. Justin Williams hasn't played yet. But it's interesting. We talk about the guys that will open the season on the major league injured list. The relievers and Carlos Martinez. But Justin Williams will have to as well because baseball rules are that you can't option an injured player to the minor leagues. So
sure.
Justin Williams may start the season on St. Louis's disabled list until he's ready to be optioned out and, work his way back into play.
How about the bullpen right now in Memphis?
If you asked me to tell you who the closer for Memphis is going to be, I couldn't tell you any more than the closer in St. Louis will be. I think given his experience, you've got to look at Giovanni Gallegos and say, as a veteran guy, he's a guy that manager Ben Johnson might call on to grab that ninth inning. So there's a lot of talent there. Elledge, the kid that they got from Seattle for
Tui Valala.
For Tui Valala looked really good in the minor league game. He pitched after Jack Flaherty the other day, struck out two or three guys, Beck, Fasola. And then you got the two starters that just got sent down the other day, Hauschild and Meisinger.
Right.
And they've got to fit somewhere on the roster. So the Memphis bullpen is a major question mark. A lot of good candidates.
I don't know about you. I thought of the minor league guys that I've watched. Dylan Carlson, Tommy Edman, for me, position player-wise, the two that stood out to me the most in this camp. How about for you?
Yeah, I think that's right. But there's also been a couple of guys that, Scott Hurst.
Yes, for sure.
Scott Hurst.
A couple of home runs, whatever it was. Yeah,
yeah,
against the Astros.
Wasn't even invited to camp because Lane Thomas's injuries.
Right.
He's got a chance. So he's another guy that might sneak his way into the Memphis outfield picture, too. That would be a big surprise. And, of course, it's easy to forget about the catching position, but Andrew Kisner has also played
another
well. He had
one,
that
yes.
big three-run home run the other day, that swung the game. And I talked to Andrew the other day, and you could just see, his confidence level is up.
Well, I think, I don't know about you, Brian, but when I watch him, Major league-wise, hitting, he might be there. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know, when you talk to scouts, is he there hitting-wise already?
He's pretty close.
Yeah.
But, you know, of course, another year to work on his defense will be a positive thing. And, you know, I was thinking about, in fact, I'm going to ask him about it, the change that's been made to the September rosters to only allow 28 starting in 2020. That's great timing for a guy like Andrew Kisner.
Right.
Because he'll be able to come up this year with the roster still large. But, you know, starting in 2020, we're going to see many fewer minor leaguers with St. Louis in September. And, you know, the third catcher is always one of those traditional guys that they add. And maybe they still will. But next year, the rosters will go from 26 to 28. So it's not much of a bump that they'll get.
I'm sure you followed what the Blue Jays may do with the payment of minor league players. What was your and for fans that don't know, maybe you can explain it and then your thoughts on what's going on.
Well, the Toronto Blue Jays recognize that there's a problem with minor league salaries, that they're not competitive in today's world. And what they're doing is raising the pay scale by about 50%. Which sounds big, and it is big, but relatively speaking, when you're talking about the minor league minimum salary being $1,100 a month only for the 5 months they play, not including spring training or any other camps, it's a nice raise, but it's still not enough. But it's a symbolic move, I think, that shows that one organization is willing to break ranks with the others, and I think it's going to begin a sea change that will ultimately lead to the right things happening, which is to pay these young men fairly.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I think other teams are going to have to follow suit and say, look, if they're doing it, we got to do it too. What else has stood out for you in this camp? Anything really catch your eye?
I think that the pitching of Dakota Hudson isn't a surprise to me. I've been saying all along that he's the guy that should have been the fifth starter. If you go back and listen to our tapes from last fall, I said the same thing. But there were so many other players around, I didn't know if he would get a fair chance. And we've seen Dakota Hudson really step up. You know, obviously we knew the ground balls would be there, but the strikeouts have been there too. And, you know, he's a guy that I think most every other major league team would die for to have as their fifth guy in the rotation.
Fifth. Might be a number one on many rotations.
There you go.
Watching him the other day, third inning, bases loaded, one out. Then in the fifth inning, runner at third and one out, and got out of both of them. And did it with strikeouts. I mean, and pitched around. Defensive miscues behind him, doesn't get upset. And I'm assuming that's the way his mannerisms were in the minor leagues, too. He doesn't get upset.
Right. And you know, he was a two-time pitcher of the year. He was a pitcher of the year in both AA and pitcher of the year in AAA.
Right.
And that's something that, even with all the wealth of pitchers that the Cardinals have had in their system, has not happened in my time following them.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that just tells you how he stood out in the eyes of the opposing managers and the opposing media player members who vote for these awards, that he's a consistent, solid performer. And, you know, it was nice he got to go in the bullpen last year and kind of get his feet wet, but I was just worried he was going to get tagged with that role.
Sure.
And never be able to develop to his full potential. Now it looks like he's going to have his shot. And that's nothing against John Gant, who's pitched well and is a valuable guy to have on your team. But, you know, maybe Gant will end up being the long man.
Let's let fans know what you're working on the site daily down here in Jupiter.
Well, I've got my head on a swivel. on Monday, there were four games going. Well, actually, there are five games going on, but I can only cover the four on the quad. So you want to see details like all the minor league lineups, who's starting at which positions on each team. You want to see not only the pitchers that pitched, but you want to see what their velocities are, what their offerings are. My notes that I'm making while I'm watching these games. I have up the working rosters. The Cardinals have tentative rosters for Memphis, Springfield, Palm Beach, the two Peorias. Now, they're changing all the time, but you can kind of start to see how they're moving guys down. And of course, the domino is 22 players have already been cut from St. Louis. So they moved to minor league camp. So where minor league camp started at 151, now they're at 173. So guys end up moving to the right as the more experienced guys show up. There's one guy who's bucked that trend. And that's Ulerys Montero.
Mm-hmm.
Montero started camp on the AA roster, and now he's on the AAA roster. And that's very unusual. That says that he's doing very, very well in camp, and they like what they see. Now, that doesn't mean Montero's going to open the season in AAA. But what it tells me is that, especially if Mendoza moves up, he's got a good chance at starting at AA. And what does that mean? That means when Nolan Gorman shows that he's ready to leave Peoria, there'll be a job at Palm Beach he can move right into. And Nunez, who will be probably in extended spring training, can then move to Peoria. So these third basemen that we've all been watching will all hopefully get a chance to move up and maybe all four be in full season ball.
Pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a wealth of talent.
I'll tell you what, that home run by the 18-year-old last Saturday against Washington, Nolan Gorman, haven't seen that done by an 18-year-old down here in my 20-plus years.
I saw a sequence on Monday.
It was awesome.
Yeah. Gorman was supposed to start on Monday.
Yeah.
He was supposed to start in the Major League game.
Right.
Or at least be on the roster. I don't remember if he was supposed to start. But anyway, he was going to be in at the 1 o'clock game. Well, the minor league games, because of threat of rain, were moved up to 10:30. So they took Gorman and said, okay, I want you to – they injected him into the Springfield lineup to get at bats.
Right.
Okay, so here's a game situation. Stefan Trosclair doubles off the wall at second. Jack Flaherty comes up, and Flaherty lays down a perfect bunt. You would not believe – there was greater celebration about when Flaherty laid down that sacrifice bunt than when he struck out 9 over 6 innings. Now Gorman comes up. Guy on third, 2 outs. Takes – the first 2 cuts, and he is swinging for the fences and missed them both. So I'm thinking, oh, this is not going well. He shortens up his swing. He starts fighting off pitches. Before you know it, like 6-7 pitches later, it's full count. He shortens up, drops the ball into left field for a single, brings in the run.
Wow.
That was an impressive at-bat from a very, very young, promising player, Nolan Gorman.
Drafted in 2000. He's 18.
Man.
They got depth on that side. It's going to be fun. That's what's going to be interesting to me, to see where they put these guys. They're all third basemen. Somebody's going to have to move to first. Maybe somebody goes to the outfield. But they all can hit, and they all can play.
That's absolutely right. And there's I've seen no one who says that they don't think Gorman can continue at third. And when push comes to shove, you know, he's the guy that's going to get priority, I predict.
Yeah.
Just given his pedigree and, you know, what it looks like he can be.
Right.
Which is, a future power, middle of the lineup kind of guy for a long time.
Awesome stuff. TheCardinalNation.com and that prospect guide. Thank you very much.
Hey,
been very helpful.
Yesterday on the off day, I went to the post office. I brought some with me. I had a couple orders I mailed off. So the folks who ordered them this week, you should have them by the end of the week.
Thanks, Brian. Appreciate it.
Pleasure to be on as always.